Parents and school board members raised the alarm earlier this summer that the Tenneke School might have to close. In the past, the Chichagof Island community has been able to attract families and keep enrollment above the state's 10-student minimum, but at last check, the district was expecting just 5 students for the upcoming year. The state of Alaska itself doesn't close schools. That decision is up to each local school board, which in this case is the board for the Chatham School District. Scott Butterfield is the superintendent of schools.
They have a fabulous school, a fabulous community, outstanding students that have done academically not just average, but better than average. So to lose that and the passion that the community has for their school is anything but easy.
Tenneke Springs has between 50 and 150 residents, depending on the season. The community is isolated, with no roads in or out, and because of that, residents fear the closure of the school could deal a crippling blow to the community's economy and way of life.
Now, I know the community wants us to be creative with our funding, and they've said they're willing to take substantially less money to keep it open. But as a district, I'm not sure that we have the funds to make that happen.
There are correspondence courses available for students in communities with no school, but some families in Tenneke say they'll have to move if the building closes. Low enrollment issues are not limited to Tenneke. In Port Alexander, school is scheduled to open as usual this fall, but concerns persisted all summer about low enrollment. At last check, Port Alexander has 9 students committed and a few maybes in the wings. But for a community, whether it's Tenneke Springs or Port Alexander, the school is more than that.
Well, for Port Alexander, the school is really the center of our community.
Molly Kimsey has a first grade son. She says the school doubles as a community center.
They have activities every month that bring the community together, whether it's bingo or potlucks or science fairs or Battle of the Book competitions that they come and celebrate or there's always something going on.
Officials in Tenneke say the same is true there, that the school building is the epicenter of community life, especially in the winter. Gordon Chu is the chairman of the advisory school board in Tenneke Springs. It meets locally and makes recommendations to the regional board about a host of issues, which then votes. Chu wrote in an email that the local school board, the advisory board, is going over budgets, working with foreign exchange student providers, and trying to find alternatives to closing the building. The Chatham School District's regional school board meets at 6 p.m. on August 6th by teleconference to decide the fate of the Tenneke School. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.